From the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, this is the Proud Rural Teacher Podcast, and I'm your host, Jessica Brogley.
Support for this podcast comes from the Rural Schools Collaborative, a national nonprofit committed to strengthening the bonds between schools and communities. Funding is part of the collaborative's I Am a Rural Teacher campaign. You can learn more about RSC online at ruralschoolscollaborative.org.
This episode actually goes back to the spring of 2020 when our kids were sent home for virtual learning. Now that is not an era that I'd like to revisit, but I do want to share this story. As we head into the new year, I want you to remember that even the smallest act of kindness can improve the lives of our children, and that there's something very special about our rural communities, and that we collectively as a community wrap around our kids. Today you're meeting a teacher, Megan Clerkin, and some of her very sweet first graders from Doudna Elementary in the Richland School District in southwest Wisconsin, and an amazing grandmother, Deb Stuckey. When the first graders were sent home back in 2020, Grandpa and Grandma Stuckey noticed that the kids were having a hard time holding their iPads up for Zoom meetings or class activities. So they decided to build custom wooden iPad stands, not just for their own grandchildren, but for the entire class. This episode is such a great reminder that in our rural communities, we watch over each other. We raise all kids as if they were our own. I'm hoping you'll leave this episode feeling reaffirmed that together we can collectively solve problems and support our kids.
All right. Welcome to the podcast. Who do we have here today?
All right. We have Mrs. Clerkin from Doudna Elementary in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And with me, I have Aspen. You want to say hi?
Hi.
And we have Baxton.
That got hurt.
And we have Bailey.
That's a
say hi. They're so shy.
Well, it's very nice to meet you all, and thank you for speaking with me today. I'm excited to learn your story. So I wonder first, let's talk about what's Richland Center like?
Oh, man. Oh. Richland Center is a quiet city that's full of hills and just beauty, and we love it here.
It's a small town, kind of, right?
It is, yes, and it's kind of smack dab in the middle between La Crosse and Madison. So
even you know that there's taxis.
There, we have. Oh, Baxton says we have taxis here.
Oh, sure.
And it's a very small city.
It is.
It is, isn't it? So what grade are you in?
First
grade. All right. And so you all jumped into virtual learning this spring, didn't you? Where you learned at home?
Yep. Last spring. Yep. We started virtual in March, and then we had to go virtual for about 2.5 months in the fall.
How did your story come to be? I think I read on Facebook about the iPad holders coming to be. How did that happen?
All right. Well, we have Aspen and Bailey here, whose grandparents made the iPad stands, and they helped paint them and decorate them and personalize them for each of their classmates. So they worked really hard. Can you tell her why you guys decided to do that for your friends? Why did you want to make those for your friends?
Because I think it was Grandpa's idea.
It was Grandpa's idea?
because that way we don't have to hold our iPad so much.
Yeah, you don't have to hold your iPad so much, right? Yeah, but it just makes things easier, doesn't it, to do your assignments and to go on Zoom so you don't have to hold it for so long. Yeah, yep, that was really nice of you guys.
How did you find out that they were interested in making them?
I had no idea until they sent me pictures on Seesaw. And I had absolutely no idea that they were doing this until they were completely done. And they even made my son one, and I tried to pay him for it, and they refused to accept it. But yeah, no, it was a really nice surprise. And, you know, just these, you know, random acts of kindness can just go so far. And, you know, just the simplest things just made that, you know, the virtual learning just so much easier.
I think it's great that, you know, our rural communities support one another like that. You know, somebody noticed that there was a need and they took it upon themselves to figure a solution. That's pretty special.
Right. Because I mean, none of us have gone through this before. So just, you know, the smallest little difficulties, like I can't get my iPad to stand up. I mean, when we first started virtual, that was a problem. You know, iPads would be flying up in the air and going crazy. And, you know, it was a problem. It was a distraction. So with, you know, with Bailey and Aspen's grandparents doing that, it made our, you know, our Zoom lessons so much, you know, calmer and easier, and everyone was able to focus, and it made things easier. So I just want to thank them.
Aren't they great? I love their sense of gratitude. You know, but this interview would not be complete if we didn't get to meet at least one half of the dynamic duo responsible for making these iPad holders. So let's meet Grandma Stuckey.
All right. Thanks for letting me interview you today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
So how did this project come to be?
We was talking with the grandkids and our daughter. They was doing homeschooling. And I watched them one day with Zoom, and the tablets lay down, or they're trying to prop it up. So we noticed they wasn't really focusing like they should. So we got home and we was chit-chatting, and we decided to make them some easels where they could just set them up and sit there and look straight on. My husband and I just decided, let's make them each an easel that they can set it in a little tray and look directly at it.
And so now, initially, you know, you had noticed this with your own grandkids, but this project became bigger than just for your kids, correct?
It did, and it was fun. Our grandson is into John Deere tractors, so we painted his green, and our granddaughters, we painted her pink, and we put their names on it for them, and they thought it was great. So then we got talking and found out how many kids was in their class. So we had enough lumber left here, so we decided to make them each one.
That is so sweet.
For their entire class.
Oh, and so what was the process you went through? Like you had the, so the extra lumber, was this in the garage, in the basement?
He had extra lumber down there in the shed. We had bought some boards for Bailey and Aspen's. And we had boards left from it, and we had enough that we could make the rest of their class each an easel. So we got them all cut out and not put together. There was still some to be put together. So we took one day that they was at home and not busy, and we went out. So Bailey and Aspen helped finish nailing them together, and we took paints along, and we had a day of painting. So all the kids just got painted. We had all kinds of colors.
And was there...
It was a fun trip.
And so how many, do you remember how many you made in the end?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm thinking there was like 12 or 15.
Mm-hmm. And so the grandkids even got involved.
They did. They all helped paint all their classmates. So we had orange ones. We had a purple one, blue ones. It was just fun.
And so then the finished product went back to school or to the school in Richland Center.
It went to Richland Center, Dowdman School. And our daughter took them all up. Because you couldn't go into the school. So she dropped them all off at the door left them know. So then they came out and took them all inside, and then they notified each parent, I believe by an email, that there was one there for them.
Oh, that's true. So there were no kids at the school, right? So the parents came and picked them up.
Yep. Yep. Aww. They would have to notify the school when they was coming, and the office ladies, I guess, set them outside the door for them to pick one up for their child.
That is so sweet. So, you know, no one paid you to do this. The district didn't give you funds. What made you do this for the whole class?
It was just the kids needed something of any sort to kind of keep them involved, because everything I've heard, it's been hard for these kids doing the homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard on the parents, so it was just a little something that maybe would keep them kind of interested, mm-hmm. while they were doing their Zoom classes. Mm-hmm. And I guess just watching our grandchildren trying to do the homeschooling, you could see the kids are home. Their toys, their stuff is there. It's home. It's not a school setting. And it, so you just look for anything and everything, trying to keep them locked into a certain period of time for learning. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the hard part.
Deb, it's really amazing that you and Gary were part of a solution and gave back to your community. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you. But I guess it was a good feeling for us. I guess even if the kids got one day or a week that it kind of kept them tuned in, I'm thankful for that.
The Proud Rural Teacher Podcast is hosted by me, Jessica Brogley, with the School of Education at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. The theme music was created by secondary English education major Simon Yan. The RSC sponsor segment was recorded by elementary education major Maddie Lund. Each episode this season is produced by technology education major Ryan Ladd-Winders. Be sure to subscribe to the PRT Podcast and visit us online at ProudRuralTeacherPodcast.com. And if you have an episode suggestion or feedback, please leave us a SpeakPipe message on our website. We want to hear your stories. Thanks for listening.